You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Job chapter 31, and we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. I promised myself never to stare with desire at a young woman. God, all-powerful, punishes men who do that. In fact, God sends disaster on all who sin, and he keeps a close watch on everything I do. I am not dishonest or deceitful, and I beg God to prove my innocence. If I have disobeyed him or even wanted to, then others can eat my harvest and uproot my crops. If I have desired someone's wife and chased after her, then let some stranger steal my wife from me. If I took someone's wife, it would be a horrible crime, sending me to destruction and my crops to the flames. When my servants complained against me, I was fair to them. Otherwise, what answer would I give to God when he judges me? After all, God is the one who gave life to each of us before we were born. I have never cheated widows or others in need, and I have always shared my food with orphans. Since the time I was young, I have cared for orphans and helped widows. I provided clothes for the poor, and I was praised for supplying woolen garments to keep them warm. If I have ever raised my arm to threaten an orphan when the power was mine, I hope that arm will fall from its socket. I could not have been abusive. I was terrified at the thought that God might punish me. I have never trusted the power of wealth or taken pride in owning many possessions. I have never openly or secretly worshipped the sun or moon. Such horrible sins would have deserved punishment from God. I have never laughed when my enemies were struck by disaster. Neither have I sinned by asking God to send down on them the curse of death. No one ever went hungry at my house, and travelers were always welcome. Many have attempted to hide their sins from others, but I refused. And the fear of public disgrace never forced me to keep silent about what I had done. Why doesn't God, all-powerful, listen and answer? If God has something against me, let him speak up or put it in writing. Then I would wear his charges on my clothes and forehead. And with my head held high, I would tell him everything I have ever done. I have never mistreated the land I farmed and made it mourn, nor have I cheated my workers and caused them pain. If I had, I would pray for weeds instead of wheat to grow in my fields. After saying these things, Job was silent. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at it together today. And Lord, we thank you for the things that we see in this portion of Scripture, the things that Job has covenanted before you to uphold, and the things that he had promised you that he would do, the fact that he was seeking to walk with integrity, and the fact that he was seeking to be mindful of the fact that your watchful eye was on him. Lord, we know that in the midst of that, however, he was wondering why he hadn't received an answer from you yet. And his heart was heavy as he continued to go through this trial. And Lord, we know that Job wasn't a perfect man. And some of the things that he has said up to this point in the book have come across as a little bit self-righteous. And we know that in coming chapters, that's going to be addressed. But Lord, we're grateful for the example that we see here in this passage of what it looks like when somebody is waiting for an answer from you, because we often find ourselves in that same kind of context. And Lord, you tell us that when we have concerns to bring them before you, and your peace will guard our hearts and guard our minds in Christ Jesus. So Lord, we're grateful that we can bring requests before you, but we pray that we would also trust that your timing and that your answers are absolutely perfect. We're grateful, Lord, for your love for us. We're grateful for your presence with us today. And we commit this day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. This podcast is part of our listener-supported ministry. To give a gift of support of any amount to help us with our hosting and production costs, please visit desirejesus.com or click the link in this episode's description. You're also invited to sign up for our email list. Each week, we'll send a word of encouragement to your email along with the latest content from our blog. To sign up, please visit desirejesus.com. And if you're a regular listener, it's always greatly appreciated when you leave a rating or review for us via your favorite podcast player. That's a big help in our efforts to share this podcast with more and more listeners. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.